From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that Kingston's Rent Guidelines Board voted 5-3 June 21st to freeze rents for 1- and 2-year leases at rent-controlled apartments beginning October 1st, 2023. Many speakers at a June 17th public hearing had urged the board to freeze rents, but the decision is unprecedented among upstate municipalities. The rent freeze only applies to properties subject to the Emergency Tenant Protection Act, which covers 64 buildings with approximately 1,200 rental units in Kingston. The city has seen the average rent doubled since 2015 and home values have increased 50% since 2020. It is part of the affordable housing crisis cited by Governor Kathy Hochul and others. Kingston adopted the Emergency Tenant Protection Act last summer and has declared a housing emergency. Aaron Nera Fernando, a spokesperson for the advocate group For the Many, said, and I quote, "Keeping rents frozen will continue to provide rent-stabilized Kingston tenants with the relief they desperately need. Kingston does not exist in a vacuum, and the rest of New York State is taking notice," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the state legislature has approved a measure to curb late billing from utilities such as Central Hudson. Michelle Hensie, a Democrat from Saugerties, sponsored the bill in the state Senate. Hensie said in a statement that utility bills, and I quote, "should be accurate and on time, and we know based on the lived experiences of people across the Hudson Valley that these core responsibilities are not being honored by certain utility companies serving our communities. This bill has the potential to put more money back into the pockets of New Yorkers while incentivizing utilities to send customer bills in a timely and transparent way, and we look forward to the governor swiftly signing it into law," end quote. Central Hudson spokesperson Joseph Jenkins said, and I quote, "Central Hudson agrees that our customers deserve to receive their bills in a timely fashion. However, this legislation is misguided and will likely result in unintended negative consequences," end quote. Jenkins claims that the energy industry is, and I quote, "rapidly evolving and has resulted in increasingly complex billing scenarios that pull from numerous data points and involve variables like time of day usage, demand rates, net metering, community choice aggregation, and electric vehicle charging tariffs. These complexities have the potential to delay bills in order to ensure customer accounts are accurate," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that in the State Assembly's brief special session this week, lawmakers passed a number of bills, including a ban on wildlife killing competitions. Assemblymember Deborah Click, the bill's main sponsor in the Assembly, said, and I quote, "Most New Yorkers would be shocked to learn that dozens of horrific unsporting contests take place each year in New York to kill the largest number of certain species of wildlife or some other metric like the largest specimen," end quote. The state Senate had previously passed the bill, so it goes to Governor Kathy Hochul for a signature or a veto. If Hochul signs the measure, New York will join California, Vermont, New Mexico, Arizona, Massachusetts, Colorado, Washington State, Maryland, and Oregon in banning wildlife killing competitions. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.